Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hackenberg in the gun. They're ready to go. Back he goes. He looks. He fires. Wide open is Robinson at the 30, near side 20. Cuts inside 15 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Penn State! 51 yards from Christian Hackenberg to a wide open Allen Robinson. And in two plays, his impact cannot be properly described. Four-man front. They bring four. Back goes Allen. Looks near side. He fires. Intercepted by Obeng Archibong at the 45. And down to the 44.
There's going to be a spearing penalty right here.
And they'll get 15 yards on top of it. But Stephen Obeng Archibong with the interception. And that's the first interception of his career. Motion away from us by Carter. Lone setbacks, Winack. Play action, Hackenberg. He sets, he waits, he delivers deep downfield. Wide open is Lewis. He's got it to five. Touchdown, Penn State. Christian Hackenberg, a 54-yard strike to Geno Lewis. And the Nittany Lions now have a 22-10 lead. Third and 10, their own 44. 1:59 left. Allen takes the snap. Back to pass. Blitz by Carson picked up. Throws downfield. And Williams intercepts it. Trevor Williams picks it off on the far side. And the Nittany Lions have an opportunity now to put the game away.
Sounds like they won. All right. So great to have you with us. On this Monday, I know it's Labor Day, but Labor Day Monday's game day Monday, game week Monday. So we have a show. We're not going to take time off until Thanksgiving Day because Kevin begged and pleaded and it's just kind of sad. I mean, Roger looked over, he goes, all right.
It's in my contract. I'm sorry.
You can have it off. Your contract? What contract is that?
The one you don't know about until now.
Evidently, it's, you know, your contract based on how this show's gone includes 45 days off.
That's a good point.
Jeez. Well, how are you?
I'm well. Yourself? Yeah, great trip back. Trip out. There's no question about that.
Is September now a bummer now that August is over? I mean, your favorite month of the year, is this now like downtime?
No, not at all. No, it just continues on. The exuberance continues on.
Continues on?
Continues on.
You told everybody like August was the be-all, end-all month.
It is. It's the month that starts. It's like, it's kind of like the fireworks. The first one is really, really good.
Is this come down month now? I mean,
not yet. Not for a while.
I mean, to me, life's just beginning.
That's what I'm saying. No, I mean, August is a great month. It's the best month of the year, and then
this line of questioning has confused you.
No, I understand exactly. Twist it to make it sound like everything's downhill. That's not the case. It doesn't work that way.
I mean, Jack's sailing in Maine right now, and yeah, Jack's sailing in Maine right now.
Is he wearing that Hawaiian shirt? That's all I know.
I don't know if he is or not. All I know is that he said, I'm going to text you from the boat. Well,
and?
He did. Yeah, he did. He says, I'm sailing in a boat. What are you doing? I said, I'm weed trimming the lawn. I said, you're in Canton and I'm not. So...
You're in Canton and I'm not.
You're in Canton and I'm not.
And that's why I'm trimming the lawn.
I'm trimming the lawn and you're on a sailboat.
Well, you're in good company. I did that on Saturday as well. Saturday in the evening.
The State College Spikes, by the way, are in the playoffs.
Yes, I did see that.
Not only are they in the playoffs, they have the best record and they have home field throughout.
It was nip and tuck there for a while.
They got three games to go. They clinched the best thing with four games left.
Well, talking about the game the other day being a big decider in it.
It was, and they won.
Wow, so. You really know how to just defuse it. You're the water. You're the water on a fireworks display.
You call me the fun sucker.
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
The buildup just dissipates with you.
What, you didn't like just my open the other night?
Dissipates. Saturday's open? No, yeah, I thought it was nice.
I said, new season, new quarterback, same old Jack and Steve.
Right. That's what I said. I thought it was nice.
You know how much thought I put into it?
You know, I use Katy Perry. You use, well, basically nothing. But that's okay. But it's okay.
Yeah, I put a lot of thought into it. Roger said go. So I went.
And so I went. Same so old went. Jack and Steve.
New season, new quarterback, same old Jack and Steve.
And Roger's sitting there going, oh, great, another year of this.
Absolutely.
You know what I was watching throughout the weekend besides the Penn State game and of course, some high school football? The FCS schools are really starting to make a name for themselves. It's not a cake game anymore when you open up the season with an FCS school, especially North Dakota State.
I was listening to the game, and they scored with 28 seconds to go. They won. And Eastern Washington, I listened to some of that game when they beat Oregon State. So, I mean, you know, two big wins. But, you know, but the Big Ten is doing the right thing, though. The Big Ten is just saying, hey, look, you can't play them. And the Big Ten's doing the right thing.
Well, I'm not discounting what the Big Ten's saying. The point I was making was I think that we're starting to see with the scholarships that are available at FCS, we're starting to see some of the parity that college basketball maybe 10 years earlier started to see.
Right. Now, I understand what you're saying. Okay.
I mean, look at Towson.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying, but here's the problem and why the Big Ten is not going to schedule FCS schools. You know, because they're condensing the non-conference schedule down to three games per season. The reason is that you can sit there and tell everybody how good North Dakota State is or how good Eastern Washington is or how good Towson is, right? They have talent, correct?
Absolutely.
You can't convince the fans of that at all.
Well, you couldn't do that either in college basketball.
Right. So, here's the problem, though. You need to sell tickets. So it's because you need to sell tickets, you can't. Fans think that they're getting ripped off that Indiana State's on their schedule. Fans feel they're ripped off that they're forced to buy tickets that include Youngstown State.
To a point, I understand that.
Well, no, they're the consumer.
But they're
the consumer. It's not a question like I, you know, they're the consumer. They're the ones saying they don't want to see it. They don't want to watch it. Right? I mean, the consumer is telling you that. In other words, if you're in there. And, for example, you are in charge of Del Monte, okay? And they tell you, you know, we've done an entire survey and we sold one can of beets last month. The entire country. What are you going to do? You're going to keep putting more beets out? You can't. The consumer just told you that they bought one last month. All right, so let's do a three-month trend. In a three-month trend, there are three cans bought. They pull the product. Because they can't, they're not going to sit there and waste money on beets if you're only going to Wise Markets and buying one can of beets, okay? You know, over a 3-month span, it's not going to make the cut. Fans have said loud and clear, I don't want to watch North Dakota State. I don't want to watch Indiana State. Okay, the fans complain about this all the time. And it's an issue.
And I understand. I understand their point. But North Dakota State is a team that I wouldn't mind seeing. I want to find out why this team has been so successful at the FCS level for so many years. And I think we saw that the other night against Kansas State.
The fans don't want to watch it.
I know.
That's the problem.
I'm the odd man out on this. I get that. That's typical for me.
I mean, no, I'm not. Hey, look, I know what talent is on an FCS team. Whenever I prepare for an FCS team, I constantly do a lot of research on finding out what Division I-A schools they transferred from. Let's go to Doug in Wellsboro. Hi, Doug.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm doing well, Doug. How are you?
Hey, can you give us a reason for Allen Robinson not playing the first half? Do you know, or are you allowed to tell us?
I do know, but I'm not allowed to say. So that'll actually be up to Bill O'Brien to say. But I do know the reason, so I'll give you an honest answer. The honest answer is I do know the reason why. I can't tell you.
I do like Coach's response, though, when asked at halftime on that. He said that's between me and Allen.
Right.
Yeah, I like the way he handled that, too, but... the second thing is, how is Josh Hall?
Oh, Mike Hall.
Mike Hall, sorry, yeah.
Well, I don't know. He didn't return to the game, and I'm not sure yet what he has because they have not practiced yet, and they're not practicing, Doug, until this afternoon. So we're still waiting to hear exactly what his status is for the game because they haven't done any work yet.
Hey, the last thing is, why were they having such a hard time running the ball? I would have thought this would have been the strength of the team, given Christian Hackenberg some time to throw. They could run it, something like that. I know later on they were given run blitzes and stuff because they knew it was coming on first down. But early in the game, they just had nothing. And I thought for sure, with these upperclassmen, at least they'd have some movement, you know, to give them some running room.
Yeah, that's a good question, Doug. I think what I was seeing, you know, as I watched the game unfold, that Syracuse really started to commit against it because Penn State had a little bit of success early with it. Zwinak had a couple of really nice runs early. And so what they did was they committed 8 in the box to it. And they kept, and then you mentioned the rundown blitzes. They were committing 8 into the box. And then they were trying to, and if they weren't going to run the ball, they were going to take one of those guys and blitz. So that's what Syracuse decided to do. It was actually a pretty good plan, but it burned them a couple times on the Robinson plays and on the Lewis play, but they committed 8 in there. If it ended up being a pass play, they then committed at least 1, possibly 2, to blitz off of that. So that's how they decided to do it.
Okay. I just enjoyed listening to your call in the game, so thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. Sorry I couldn't have been a little more informative. The whole thing, we'll have to find out, Doug, because, again, they haven't practiced yet, so I'm not sure.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, Doug. Our number 800-795-9565. Need to take a break for Inside Penn State Athletics, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855. Check us out online at purdyinsurance.com or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, SEL, $11,995. 2006 Pontiac Solstice two-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,521. A one-owner 2011 Hyundai Sonata 2.4-liter hybrid for just $17,387. 2012 Ford Econoline cargo van, fully serviced, $18,996. 2010 Ford Explorer Sport Track 4-door, $24,352. And a 2011 Lincoln MKX with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty, just $34,882. Call 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com. At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hubbell's Wharf. Kevin Herr, the only guy outside of the Appalachian State broadcast team that wants to see FCS teams play FBS.
I like those sort of games. I get that nobody else does. It's the same thing in basketball. I like the underdog games. Nobody else does. I know.
Now, in the NCAA tournament, the first, now we know it's first round. Now it's second and third round. I think people really gravitate toward seeing the second and third round games, upsets, Lehigh, Duke, right? So here's the problem. The ratings show that once they get past that point and say they keep winning, America loses interest.
Yeah, but when does America start to get interest? I mean, right now, FCS teams are 4-8 against FBS teams on the first two nights alone of the season.
Yes, and the four games where they won, yeah. The FBS coach is in trouble.
Well, and that's true. You're right.
They are right now. They are crushing that coach on talk shows across the land.
And
by
it's
the way, a quick note: we have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the valley. So I want to make sure everybody knows that.
It's a shame, yeah, especially if you're on Lake Augusta right now, enjoying the Susquehanna River and the West Branch, as I saw many people did on the ride in, or many people doing on the ride in. But especially Kansas State, I wish you could have seen the fan base in the stands, because they kept cutting away to the fans, and there was this blank look of somewhere between shock, stun, disbelief, and what am I watching?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm saying, though, but that's...
But I'm sorry. This is probably the best team in FCS football. Don't come in just because it's your first game, just because you're an FBS team. Does not mean that you're going to just walk away with this game.
Okay. All right.
It'd be like Clemson, Sam Houston State coming in.
Clemson played Georgia. All right.
Definitely a very interesting matchup.
That's what people want to see.
No denying that. I am not denying that one bit.
The diehard fan is going to be involved mentally in every game. Period. The difference between getting the diehard fan interested, which takes nothing except showing up, and the casual fan, who makes a difference in having a full stadium, is that you must interest the casual fan in something that they like and understand.
Agreed.
That's what it comes down to. North Dakota State. Okay, I'm living in Topeka, Kansas. I am a Kansas State fan. All right? If they were to tell me Kansas State were to open with Alabama, my entire neighborhood would be aching for tickets. They open with North Dakota State, and my entire neighborhood is saying, I don't really get why you're going to the game.
Well, but, see, I don't necessarily buy that. I get the fact, with all due respect to Youngstown State, okay, and I know the history there, but let's say Youngstown State today or North Dakota State today, and you're playing one of those teams. I'm sorry, I know what North Dakota State can do even before they played this game. I know what their record is against FBS teams. I want to see that game.
I know it. You know it. Okay? All right. I'll give you an example. Does Sarah know it? And Sarah's a football fan.
Maybe.
No, I doubt it.
But see, isn't that our job?
I'll bet. But we talk about this all the time, right? And fans think that we're talking out our backside when we talk about this stuff. I've had to talk about this
sometimes
forever.
You're right, but yeah.
I've got Eastern Michigan this week. I can tell you by the end of the week, I'm going to know everything I can about Eastern Michigan. I already have a pretty good base to start with on Eastern Michigan. Okay, and I'll be telling fans that they can do this, 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 and this, and the quarterback can do this, this, and this, and this. Penn State's the prohibitive favorite. I could talk until I'm blue in the face. Okay, Bill can talk until he's blue in the face, and people are going to go, yeah, yeah, sure. And that's exactly, you know I'm right.
I know you're right. I know
how many
you're
times,
right.
How many times over the years did Joe say, look, they can do the, you know, I looked at the tape, they do this, they go, yeah, yeah, that's this Joe. He just, you know,
no, he you're, just you're
talk, talking
right.
out the other team, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right, you know, don't right. overlook them. Yeah, we get that. We get it. All right.
We get it, fine. I mean, and that's the way, that's what how the attitudes have been formed over the years. Yeah, you know, and the media plays into it. The media does not, you know. Broadcasters prepare more for games than writers do because we have to, not because writers don't care. It's because writers have to. So I will look at a tape. A writer won't look at a tape because I need to know who people are, all right? A writer doesn't have to know who people are. It's a different job than what I do. So going into a game, there's a pretty good bet I'm probably better prepared than a writer only because my job demands I be better prepared than a writer. And I'll bet the writer has a far better handle on stories of individual players because that's their job. Where I'm sitting there and I'm reading their stuff before a game saying, oh, really? I mean, this kid was on a Little League championship team, blah, 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 you know what I mean, or something like that, or a story on Carl Nassib, you know, playing in Giants Stadium where his brother now plays. You know, that's what a writer does. And things have changed in the profession so much because there's a lot of features and stuff that they'll do before a game as opposed to game prep and write-up because I think editors, they think that there's enough of that. So their writer, their job is different than mine. So I'll do more game prep than they will. So I end up probably knowing ahead of time who's actually really good and who isn't than they do only because of the nature of the two jobs. But, so I can sit here and I can tell the fans they do this, the thing. Say, yeah.
But I also understand
it's Eastern Michigan. Yeah.
I also understand the fans' point of view because they look at Eastern Michigan and they see, okay, well, their best record in the last 10 years has been 500. Okay, right. I understand
now,
that.
Now they're an FBS team. They're not an FCS team.
Right, they're an FBS team. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
They're an FBS team.
I'm comparing.
I'm saying, but the attitude about Eastern Michigan this weekend is going to be, oh, please, they're the prohibitive favorite, blah, 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 blah. And there'll be no juice because of the opponent. All the juice will be for, like, hey, we're going to go to the game because we want to see Penn State play.
Right, because it's an event.
Right. So that's the way it's going to be. There'll probably be a little bit more for Central Florida. And, of course, when Michigan gets here, well, everybody, it's Michigan.
That's a whole different
story. You know,
brand
names mean something when it comes to getting the casual fan engrossed.
I'm just saying Eastern Michigan isn't the NCAA FCS champions from last year. That's all I mean. That's the comparison that I would make if I were going to that game. I would like, you know, I know that a Sam Houston State and I know that a North Dakota State are quality programs because of the fact that I see them on ESPN every time playing for championships, it seems.
No offense, Sam Houston State's going to get carved this weekend.
Well, and they may very well do that.
By Johnny Manziel.
Well, it all depends on if he decides to fake sign another autograph.
Okay. Look, that's over with. They don't want to deal with it anymore.
Well, it keeps happening. I mean, he keeps creating the issue.
They don't want to deal with it. They're done. That's why the half-game thing came up. They're done with it.
Yeah, but right? He keeps doing things to bring it back into picture.
You have to remember, what's the one thing they don't want?
Well, they don't want to be talking about this anymore. They want to be talking about football.
No. Okay? They don't want him not playing in the game against Alabama. Remember that.
That's very true.
Okay?
That's very true.
They know that in college football right now, he is the single most exciting and polarizing figure in the game against the biggest brand name team going. Okay, there will be no more action. They won't touch this kid. They won't do anything to this kid.
You did see what he did during the game, though, didn't you?
I heard about it. I know about it. You know, and again, he's got to grow up.
Yeah,
you know,
very quickly.
And that's part of it. And see, the thing that bothers me is that, you know, they've talked about how he's from a family. His family is not poor and destitute, you know.
No.
I mean, the kid doesn't need the money. Okay? Doesn't need it.
You know, I'm not sure. If he were in the draft right now, if the draft were happening tomorrow in the NFL, I would question whether I want him on my football team.
I understand that completely.
And you know, a year ago, I was a huge supporter of Johnny Manziel getting the Heisman for what he did and the fact that he deserved it. I'm not sure I want him on my football team right now because I think he's a wild card, and I think that attitude is really going to be a problem.
Well, you can look at it one of two ways. I always have a theory about this. All right? If you really, really like somebody, they're flamboyant. if you don't like them, the word begins with an A.
right. If you're winning, you can be a character.
Yes.
If you're not winning, you're just a mess.
Okay. If you really like the guy, you know what? He's really flamboyant. Right? If you don't like the guy, I'm gonna tell you that, Johnny Manziel, he isn't. And starts with an A and moves from there.
But if I'm Johnny Manziel right now and I'm playing in the second half of a game because of a huge media nightmare for me and my team, I am going to just throw touchdown passes, sit down, smile for the camera, and move on. No. He had to do something dumb. And it was dumb. It was pointless. And quite honestly, it probably deserved a flag.
Right.
And then that brings up all the questions, Steve. Is the reason it didn't get a flag because it's Johnny Manziel and he's the face of the NCAA right now? I know Texas A&M has sent him all over the country because they want to raise money, and he's the face of the university now. Well, I'm sorry. As you say many times on this show, he's getting a scholarship, he's getting food, he's getting board, room and board. I mean, he's getting paid for raising money for the university.
I know. I understand. You know.
Gee, that turned into a little bit of a rant there, and I think it was a little early.
It's okay.
See, this is what happens when I have plenty of time to watch college football all weekend.
Yeah, I know. Well.
By the way, feel free to rant along with me about something else at 800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565.
It's what you do. All right, we'll come back with more today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Margaret Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your shower shoes have fungus on them. You'll never make it to the bigs with fungus on your shower shoes. Think classy, you'll be classy. If you win 20 in the show, you can let the fungus grow back on your shower shoes and the press will think you're colorful. Until you win 20 in the show, however, means you're a slob.
I think Johnny needs to watch that movie.
Well, he's the Heisman. He's the Heisman Trophy winner.
Until you win the Heisman Trophy in a national championship, you are just the word that begins with an A.
I'm just telling you. If they love you, you're flamboyant. Okay? If they don't love you, you are something else. Okay? You gotta like my simple explanations.
It is direct and to the point. There's no room for interpretation there.
You know? I mean, that's what you are.
And Barry, I had you on the line during the break, and then I lost you. So give me a buzz back here, and we'll get your question on here.
Way to go! Waited all day to get that, and then you fouled him up.
I must have either that or you lost cell phone signal. One of the two.
Yeah, it could have been. That's a possibility too. All right, our number 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Kevin thinks that Division III teams should be playing Division I teams.
No. I would not pay to see that. No offense to Division III teams. But I do like I do like some of the, you know, tournament FCS teams. I do like to watch them play FBS teams to see where they match up. And I thought we saw a lot this weekend with some of those teams, especially with North Dakota State. I mean, to come from behind the way they did, I understand why everybody in the Little Apple was stunned.
Well, of course they were stunned. But again, you put out a schedule. And when you put out a schedule, everybody sees the schedule. Kansas State, guess what game they circled? Oklahoma.
I don't think it was the opener, yeah.
That's what they circled. Not this game. This game was, let's go tailgate.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a Montana State or a Sam Houston State or an Eastern Washington or North Dakota State playing an FBS. I would pay to go see that. Georgia Southern, I would pay to go see that. By the way, I think Georgia Southern had an upset win this weekend too, didn't they?
Georgia Southern's FBS now.
Oh, that's right. They are, you may be right. I did not realize that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was maybe it's Georgia State. Maybe it's Georgia State that's FBS. But they're, you know, you see my point.
I shall look that up.
But there's just no interest in it. No juice. People want to see Penn State play Alabama. They want to see them play Notre Dame. They want to see them play Pitt. They want to see them. Now, even when Syracuse was down and out, fans were not thrilled that that was the marquee non-conference game. And when they scheduled them, they weren't down and out. They were the team that consistently was winning 10 games when they scheduled them, and it turned out when the game rolled around, they were lousy.
They are, by the way, FBS, Georgia Southern.
Yeah, fate. I mean, that's just a fate thing. I mean, that's when you schedule that far in advance. I mean, Penn State's got San Diego State coming up. San Diego State's pretty good right now. Will they be good in 2015? I don't know. Don't know. You also are put in a position where in order to financially move forward, and fans and you don't like to talk about finances, but it's a fact of life, you have to have 7 home games. So you try to schedule one more key team at a time. Pitt, Virginia Tech, people like that. And then you surround them with games that you know you're going to be playing them at home and only at home. Especially with 9 conference games, you are forced to. With 9 conference games, that means in a 2-year span, 5 of your non-conference games have to be home out of 6. So who do you get to come to your place and no return? Because 5 out of 6 have to be at home in 2 years.
I think your mindset, though, as a fan is a little bit different if you only get to maybe 1 or 2 games a year. Then you don't care who it is as long as you get to a game.
No,
maybe that's why I feel, and maybe that's why I felt differently about it. Because growing up, if we went to a Penn State game, it was unusual. So you didn't care who they were playing.
Right.
They could have been playing the Toledo School of Dental Technology, and you wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. But here's the other part now. You have 108,000 seats now.
There's a lot of other people footing the bill for that, too, right?
Yeah. 108,000 seats is more chances to go. I mean, the game that's really circled for everybody that they really absolutely must go to is Michigan. More so than Nebraska. I mean, you have Michigan and Nebraska on this year's home schedule. Out of 7. Central Florida's really good, but does that excite the populace? Marginally. It's a really good game, though. I mean, Virginia was supposed to be in that slot. Central Florida's better than Virginia. But do they have the name? No. In fact, the most intriguing thing about Central Florida is that's the Ireland opponent next year.
You know, I have a question that I know several people posed to me through the last 24 hours. And you mentioned it on the touchdown highlight for Allen Robinson. How much of a spark is he to this offense? And, I mean, we know what kind of ability he has, but, man, that looked like a whole different unit out there in the second half.
Well, he's a pro playing college. Runs great routes, has great hands, is dependable. Feel like you can squeeze the ball in there, and he's going to make a catch and make a play for you. Gets separation when he's downfield. I mean, he does a lot of things that you really want in a receiver. I think he's the best receiver I've seen at Penn State since Bobby Engram.
I mean, the two guys in the secondary a couple of times looked at each other and said, "Where'd he go?" And the other one said, "Where'd who go?"
Yeah. That's what he does. That's what he brings to the table. He's dynamic. He's a quarterback's best friend. If I'm in trouble, I'm looking for him, because even if he's covered, I still feel like he's going to make the catch. You can't put a price on that. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.